Swiss say no to new gold rules. India eases up on gold restrictions and Black Friday fatigue. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, the first day of December. First, let's take a look at the reports coming out in the week ahead. The ISM Manufacturing Composite Index comes out on Monday. That's an index drawn from a monthly survey of purchasing managers at about 300 manufacturing firms nationwide. The index took a pretty good jump last month and is expected to ease off somewhat from that level in the new report for November, but it will still be well into positive territory. The report on November's unemployment comes out on Friday. The official unemployment rate reported in October is 5.8%, and the consensus guesstimate is that it will remain unchanged at 5.8% for November. Speaking of unemployment, the overall unemployment rate in Italy hit 13.2% in October. That's up from 12.9% the month before. Youth unemployment in Italy, that's 15 to 24-year-olds, hit 43.3%. The highest jobless rate in Europe is in Spain, reported to be about 25% unemployment now. The Swiss gold referendum that many of us were watching carefully was soundly defeated on Sunday. The ballot measure would have required the Swiss National Bank to maintain a 20% gold reserve. According to projections made before all the final vote counting, about 78% opposed the measure, with only 22% voting for it. Had the measure passed, Switzerland's central bank would have had to buy 1,500 metric tons of gold for its reserves over the next 5 years. It also called for the repatriation of Swiss gold held by foreign central banks. The government of India has lifted one of its restrictions on gold importation. After more than a year, India has dropped the 20-80 rule. This provision required that gold importers be able to prove that at least 20% of the gold that they brought into the country would be used for jewelry. The restrictions had caused imports to decline as it intended to do, but of course, it also interfered with the people's desire to protect themselves from the government's money with gold, and it drove prices higher. An AP story calls it Black Friday fatigue. Sales fell during the four-day Thanksgiving shopping spree here in the United States. According to the National Retail Federation, weekend sales Thursday through Sunday sank 11% from a year earlier. That's down to $50.9 billion. The trade association also reported that the number of shoppers declined by 5.2%. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new week and the new month, the last month of 2014. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.